This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
And welcome in, everybody, to Gone Racing. Mr. Brendan Gaughan and Mr. Jeffrey Motley hanging out with you from the fabulous VSiN studio today. And Mr. Motley, welcome back in. We're both, it's been like three, it's
three,
like a record.
3 weeks in a row.
Three, yeah, 4 weeks in a row now. We're in, but we have a lot of stuff to get to today. It's playoff time. Playoffs have started. Whole new point system. Everything resets, all that. We got to talk about Daytona last weekend, though. And wow, what exciting race to say. I mean, look, you say what you want about, you know, super speedway racing, you know, it's the crapshoot, all these things. We always say, though, the same people are always up front. A little bit of rain, a little bit of controversy on that. But in the end, Austin Dillon with the walk-off.
And we talked about how that could happen. We knew going in. He walked it off, which, and the real drama was coming down between Ryan Blaney and Martin Truex Jr. for that final spot, because we knew if we got another winner, which we got our 16 winners this year.
Yes, we did.
Obviously, Kurt Busch was a winner who didn't end up getting into the playoffs, but we had 16 winners this year. We knew that walk-off was a possibility. Ryan Blaney just barely snuck in, and he got involved in the very first accident.
Well, and I'll tell you what, nail-biter day for Ryan Blaney, right? I mean, what he did right there, amazing job. But how about, I mean, just the drama of this day? We've talked about it. I mean, the Ryan Blaney, the Martin Truex goes and gets fifth and third and second in the stages, gets all these stage points. So he puts himself right in striking position to get it. Blaney, of course, wrecks on lap 30. Now you got all that. Then you got the rain. Martin Truex, and during the rain delay, is in.
He thinks he's in.
And
right.
Blaney's out. And then the race happens, and enough cars fell out that Blaney was able to sneak his way back in. Way to go, Penske, to put that thing together. But way to go to the Dillon and the RCR boys. What a way to get that W.
Well, and really impressive for Austin Dillon. First off, he was running 16th when the crash happened, when the rain started in turn one. He did an unbelievable job of weeding his way through. I mean, he, I don't
if
know
you watched the video, it
I
was
don't
awesome.
Know how he didn't hit Harrison Burton, who I believe was sitting like almost right in front of him when he spun. So he got through that, and then he thinks he's probably got the race won because the rain is coming down, right? And NASCAR's had a little bit of a history of like, goodness gracious, we postponed it the night before. We're in a big rain delay here. Okay, it's time. We've had enough today. We've torn enough cars. Let's throw the checkered. But to their credit, they said, "Neil, wait a minute. Well, this is the last race of the regular season.
Too many ramifications going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know,
and Austin still managed over those 21 laps to win, and he had to earn that because Austin Cindric had a car that was had very little damage. Austin Dillon had some damage. So
only car in the field, I think.
And Cindric probably was one of the only ones that didn't have any, that. And Noah Gregson.
Noah got damaged though in that wreck.
He
got spun through the grass. But a couple guys. I mean, how about though the Austin Dillon to win the race? Well, and I said this on the show. I said Austin Dillon 30-1, a guy that's won the Daytona 500, 30-1 shot wins it. Top three was a +800, and top Chevy 15-1.
And I want to point out something last week. I remember, like, now you, I'm going to give you credit because you picked Austin for a top three.
Yes, I did.
But I think you'll also remember me telling you, I said, look, I said, if Austin Dillon's going to finish in the top three, it's going to be because he won the race. Because he ain't going to sit there and run second and third when he's got to win to get in. I'm thinking, I was too afraid to win.
I was too afraid to pull the trigger on the W. I should have. I would have been in the positive. And we talked about top three. How about the odds for the top three? You got Austin Dillon was a plus 800 for the top three, along with that 30-1 win. Tyler Reddick was a plus 550. So good return for two top three guys. Austin Cindric, a plus 425. Look at the names, though.
That's where it gets interesting.
Look at this. Okay, Landon Castle. Maybe people don't know Landon. You and I do. Been around forever. My man Noah in the mighty Beard Oil 62 getting the first ever. And he talks smack about me on the radio. He goes, well, I beat Brendan's rate. You know, I got a top five for the Beard family. I was like, boy, don't make me come out of retirement and wreck you in next year's 500. But Cody Ware in sixth. BJ McLeod in seventh. I mean, this is career numbers right here.
And not the David Reagan of Roush Racing.
David Reagan with Rick Ware. Rick Ware had two cars in the three cars, 10. Basically, with BJ McLeod. It's kind of a Rick Ware team. And the guy we say that hates Daytona, Kyle Busch, squeaks through with a top 10.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we probably, and we won't touch on it but just a second, but there was a big story out there. Of course, David Reagan did an interview with the Action Network about it. The guy who had a $13 ticket at FanDuel for the top 10. Now, they verified it. But some people are saying.
Well, first of all, I saw the ticket. Now, here's the deal. It was a free bet, and it was for site credit, if it was real. But somebody did have the real bet, and I'm sure VEASAN has covered it probably because it's a big betting news.
Yeah, Ben Fox was all over it.
Okay, so I don't know if it's
real. Isaiah's in my ear, too. He's disagreeing with you as well. You got everyone against
everybody,
you,
Brendan. They have verified this ticket.
Okay, it's verified. The difference is he didn't win $999,000 in cash. He won site play.
I mean, Isaiah's saying he doesn't think so. I mean, I feel like
I got producers fight. Listen, then guess what? Then
I mean, you have more knowledge than
I do. Then FanDuel is going to be out of the business forever. But this is why we say, you know what everybody comes to us right now and says, oh, sports books, so much money in sports books. No, you get some clown that makes a bet like that for $13 and wins a million. That's why people say, hey, I'm a sports league. You need to give me a cut of that. Okay, you owe me part of that $1 million now then. No, ain't happening. But anyway, if it happened, congratulations to the guy that it did. I think it's awesome. Look at those names. That is absolutely phenomenal. Ben would know. Look, Ben's the guy. But what I was told was it was site credit, not cash.
So it's still pretty cool. Like you said.
I think it's still really cool. The fact that, listen, if anybody really had the guts to go put Landon, Cody, BJ, David.
It doesn't take a lot of guts to put $13 down.
$13
down. That's
why we always say, hey, put a couple bucks on this guy.
It's like a horse race, you know. You take put $6 on a trifecta and you take the three long shots.
Take a couple dogs.
And you win.
The difference is at Daytona, the leaders can all pile up in a rainstorm in turn one.
That's exactly what they were counting on right there.
Let's do some more of our prop results, though. We do have Austin Dillon, your top Chevy, at 15-1. We got Austin Cindric, your top Ford, at 500. And we have Martin Truex Jr. at plus 450. Tough day for the Toyotas. So Martin Truex, though, did not make it with that eighth place finish at plus 450. He did not make the playoffs. And that's what we need to talk about now, Motley. We've put a bow on Daytona playoff time. We have our 16 drivers. How about fourth in points, which was right now fourth in points before this was Martin Truex. And he did not make the playoffs. He was actually third after the race. He was third in points and missed the playoffs. That's how tough this playoff point situation is. But phenomenal job to the guys that made it. Of course, our 16th winner was Kurt Busch. He is not in the playoffs. Austin Dillon squeaks in with that knockoff or, you know, walk-off home run that he threw right there. How about that? 15 of those 16 drivers with a win this season. What NASCAR says, when you're in, it boiled down to it, Motley.
Well, and that's the way it's going to be over these next three races, too. If you're one of those 16 drivers, I mean, if you're Austin Dillon or Alex Bowman sitting there in 15th or 16th, but if you can win one of these three upcoming races at Darlington, Kansas, or Bristol, guess what? You're moving on to the next round, and then you're going to start knocking out somebody else that's had a good year.
Yep.
Good year. So, it's exciting at this point right now, and I think just seeing the list of names and some young guys, some new guys, Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain.
Great names in here.
A lot of these guys are in there for the first time ever.
Yep. No, and so let's do a little season recap real quick, though, Motley. We you know, 26 races of the regular season. Chase Elliott is your regular season winner. Bonus points to him. That's why he has 2,040 points. But 15 different winners, actually 16.
16, correct.
But it was 15. If you
even switched our graphics.
It says 16, but 15 on the playoffs. 21 races with double-digit odd winners. Largest winner was Chase Briscoe at 50-1 at Phoenix. Five first-time winners, and a bunch of them on road courses. Cindric, Briscoe, Chastain, Suarez, Reddick. Of course, Chastain, Suarez, and Reddick, all their first wins coming at road races. Great job to those guys.
Reddick and Chastain went to victory lane twice this year. Yep.
Now, we had some predictions at the start of the season, Mr. Motley. We picked what we would have as playoff drivers. I got to say, 13 of 16 for both of us. Not terrible. I had Truex.
We both had Truex.
We both had Kurt Busch, which I'm going to take an asterisk here.
But as I said, to at least give ourselves credit,
Ryan
Blaney would be out. So either way, we were going to get 13.
Understood.
We were only different on one pick. Now, I had Bubba.
And I had Justin Haley. I went on a super long shot there on a Justin Haley.
It's your love affair with Matt Colleague that you had.
Matt Colleague. He's a goofy guy. I like him. But so not bad. I mean, we 13 of 16. We'll take it. We also had some Final Four predictions, which they're still
see
there
how
to
those
win.
Come in. I'm feeling much more nervous about my Kyle Busch pick. You and Kyle Busch and William Byron.
Our breakout driver, though, I think we've won the breakout driver. I think we got that. Tyler Reddick.
I think there was two guys. Reddick and Chastain were the breakout drivers. We only picked one. We had one of the two. I agree.
And then that boils me down to Rookie of the Year Austin Cindric. Okay, but the drivers that disappoint.
And Cindric hasn't clinched it with Chase Briscoe. I mean, Briscoe's in the playoffs, too.
But drivers that disappoint, I think we both, contrary to Producer Wyatt's love affair and desire.
Haters. Just let hater around here.
Hater.
I hate to say this. I had more confidence in Brad Keselowski being the disappointing driver than I did Chase Elliott making the Sweet 16.
Wow, that's harsh right there. Haterade coming strong from the desk for Wyatt. But now drivers to this point, I give you an asterisk, even though he was third in points in the regular season. Martin Truex Jr.
Didn't make the
playoffs, so that would be disappointing. I had Ross Chastain. I picked that completely, and I missed that one greatly on that one.
Speaking
so.
From the heart.
Team with the most wins was we both had this right.
Yeah, we didn't go out on a limb.
We didn't go out on a limb on this one, but Rick Hendrick, Hendrick Motorsports, they were the team that had the most
wins. I don't think anybody else had more than three or four.
Three. So
Chase Elliott himself won more races than anybody else. Team.
So, I mean, heck of a job, though. Not bad for those deals. So your playoffs basically start 16 guys. Guys, here's what happens from now on. You got, after three races, four drivers get kicked out. After three races, four drivers get kicked out. After three races, four drivers go to the championship round. That is at Phoenix. So every round, four people get kicked out. The points reset every time. Playoff points and stage points continue. It's the NASCAR playoff format, and it's exciting.
Great place to kick it off this weekend at Darlington.
Ooh, Southern 500. That's what we're talking. All right, guys, when we come back, we will start now talking betting on the Southern 500, Labor Day weekend, first round of the NASCAR playoffs. We'll see you in a minute when we talk all those things.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever.
I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Kane Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Gone Racing. Jeff Motley, Brennan Gaughan, hanging out in the VEASAN studio. And Jeff, it is now time to talk the Southern 500 at Darlington. Absolutely one of our most iconic races in the sport. If you can win at Darlington, that's just, it's such a special place. I mean, you know, it's hard to describe to people. Driving there is so different than anywhere else. But it's to me, it almost has as big of a lore as Daytona does.
Well, I think one of the great things about Darlington, too, and I think it's great that we're starting the playoffs there, is there's not a track, I think, on this entire circuit that brings in the driver, the pit crew, and the crew chief. Because the tire wear can sometimes, you can make anywhere 12, 13, 14 pit stops in a 500-mile race. So there's a lot more opportunities for your pit crew to make a mistake or for your crew chief to make the wrong decision. Now, the one easy decision is every time you pit, put four tires on.
Yeah. No, there's no two-tire calls.
There are no two-tire
stops. Easiest one in that determination is, hey, four tires.
Right. The hard part
here is, hey, we've only run three laps. Four tires.
But the hard part here is when it's time to start making green flag stops, that first guy among the leaders comes in, you pretty much have to come. Because if you ride around three or four laps longer than another guy, it could be the end of your
day. It's 2 to 3 seconds faster.
Right. You're going to work a lot harder. So I love that Darlington is starting it because I really think it brings in every element of a race team.
Well, you talked at the start of the show about new names in the playoff, and here's the track stats for Darlington for the playoff drivers. I mean, big disparity. Look at that. Denny Hamlin, 4 wins. Kevin Harvick, 3 wins. Kyle Busch, 1. Joey Logano, 1. And after that, goose eggs the rest of the way. And if you really look, I mean, Joey Logano run, 50% top 10, not bad. But when you get down to some of these, how about Kyle Larson? 9 races, 7 top 10s, 5 top 5s. That might be the most spectacular percentage in the history of the sport.
Well, do you drive? Is there a little element of dirt track racing to Darlington?
Yes.
Which plays right into Larson's hands.
Which also, Tyler Reddick.
Which you'd make Tyler Reddick, who finished second here in the race earlier
year. And Christopher Bell.
And a guy like Christopher Bell. You expect him to run well. So I don't think I will be surprised to see one of those guys who hasn't won at Darlington find victory lane, just because I think that they are getting more comfortable. And, you know, we're going back there now for the second time with this new car. Obviously, they should have learned something the first time through. I tell you, if I'm Tyler Reddick, I'm really excited about this weekend. I think this is the kind of race weekend that Tyler Reddick can't wait to get to the racetrack.
Well, absolutely, especially like you said, he finished second in the race earlier this year, got some stage points, led some laps, looked really strong. Let's get to the odds of this for this race. We start off the favorite. We just talked about him, the dirt tracker himself. Kyle Larson is co-favorite with Denny Hamlin, both at plus 600. Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, plus 700s. Ross Chastain, Kyle Busch, plus 900s. Joey Logano, 10-1. Martin Truex Jr., 11. Kevin Harvick, 17. William Byron, 18. Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, 20s. Alex Bowman, 30. Daniel Suarez, 40. Austin Dillon, 45. Chase Briscoe, Michael McDowell, 50. That's a high number for Michael McDowell right there. Eric Jones, 60. And Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, round out the first page, 70-1. How about Kevin Harvick? Martin Truex Jr., 11-1. Only guy out of the playoffs. And there he is right there at, sitting there 11-1. Does he have anything to prove? We've talked about it in the past. Will a non-playoff guy win a race in the playoffs? Well, I think we could have it this year because of Truex.
Well, we've had it before. You know, William Byron did it. Bubba Wallace did it last year.
Yeah, but super speedways, those.
Oh, you're right. You're correct. I think that it's harder to get that in the first round because there are 16 eligible guys. Now, I'm not going to be surprised if we get down there was only 8 drivers left and we get a non-playoff guy winning. Truex, you got to kind of wonder about, number one, the mindset of that team. Number two, are there good elements of the Truex team that could potentially be moved over to some of the other teams?
Will they take resources?
Yep. And not only could they go for the other Gibbs cars, or could someone go over and help Denny Hamlin as well? So I think this is a tough spot for Truex to be in, and I probably would stay away from him.
Well, he's second best point getter last 10 races at Darlington. 6 top 10s, 3 top 5s, 2 wins in the last 10 races at Darlington. So it's tough to say that, especially his last win only 2021, the first race 2021. So, you know, tough to go right there. But I got to tell you, if I'm going to be a sports bettor and I'm going to go on the odds to win a race right now, I am definitely going to stay focused on the 16 drivers in the championship that would strike Martin Truex out of that for me. And of that, I'm going to lean towards chalk this week. I like the Kyle Larsons. I like the Tyler Reddicks. If I'm going to go deeper, I would go Christopher Bell, even though not a lot of races here for Seabell, but one top 10, six races. I think this is his style of racetrack.
And this is probably one of the biggest, other than road courses lately, this is probably one of the closest to the top of the odds boards we've seen Tyler Reddick in a while.
Yeah, it is. But I think that's because in the playoffs, they're going to bump all those playoff guys up in their odds.
He finished second before, so.
We'll get to the second page. We're not going to spend much time on the second page, though. I mean, no. Even with the haterade, as Wyatt is saying, Ty Gibbs 70-1, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Chris Buescher at 80, Brad Keselowski 100-1. I think the pit crew might be betting him to win this week. Watch out, Eric Almirola 100-1, the non-retiring Eric Almirola 100-1, Landon Cassel, Justin Haley 150s, and then huge jump to Ty Dillon down at 500-1.
There's only one observation, though, I do have here.
Okay.
Now, I don't think any of those guys are going to win the race, but.
What?
Oh, the guy who finished third in this race in the spring is 150-1. Justin Haley finished third here, had the best run he's probably had all year, drove a great race, so you know he's going in with confidence. He's going in with nothing to lose, and I'm not sitting here saying I think he's going to win the race, but 150-1 on a guy who has proven that he can get around this racetrack in this car.
Did something happen? I don't remember.
I think he ran a great race that
day. We were bragging about it, saying, hey, look at Colling. RCR and Colling.
He really managed his tires well. I think they made some good pit stop strategy. But, hey, guess what? You're going to run 400 or 500 miles around Darlington, you don't luck into top threes
No. There is no – I mean, looking at the top five is Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, Justin Haley, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott. I mean, you're talking who's of the sport.
Exactly.
So that is impressive right there. I hadn't looked at that. I wouldn't bet him to win. But let's get to our top threes, and maybe he might become a conversation as a super long shot. For top threes, of course, it always mirrors the odds to win. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, plus 170. Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, 200s. Joss Chastain, Joey Logano's 250s. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., 290. Amazing how that matches line for line, basically. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Harvick, 400. Ryan Blaney, 450. William Byron, 5. Seabell, 550. Alex Bowman, 7. Austin Dillon, 900. Ben, double-digit guys. Daniel Suarez, 11. Chase Briscoe, 14. Michael McDowell, 14. Erik Jones, 18. Bubba Wallace and Austin Cindric at 20. And listen, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished 8th in this race. Michael McDowell finished 7th. Austin Dillon finished 9th. And Daniel Suarez finished 10th. So these are guys that you know, got it done, knew how to save their tires, knew what to do. So it doesn't shock me if we get a top three from one of those guys in the playoffs deep down in there.
No, it won't surprise me either. I think the one thing maybe I do look at is, you know, early on in the season, a lot of these guys were rolling the dice with the new car, and some of the bigger teams seem like they have really started to figure out the new car a little bit better, especially with Hendrick, knowing how well we've seen Chase Elliott run, you know, over the latter part of the season. So we'll see if that holds true. Again, I mean, we'll see if that was a difference. Who knows?
Let's get to the second page because I want to talk about that Justin Haley. Ty Gibbs, also 20-1 with Chris Buescher 20. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 22. Haterade, Brad Keselowski at 25-1. Brad's going to call me and be like, you're a jerk. Eric Almirola, 30. Landon Cassel, Justin Haley, 40. And then huge jump again, Ty Dillon, 130. Justin Haley, 40-1. He finished third in the spring race. I mean, what more? Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished top 10 in the spring race. Now, Kyle Larson, side note, Kyle Larson blew a motor early. So, Larson.
But Kyle Larson was out early, but.
After leading the first 30 laps.
Right, but other than that, I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of crazy attrition or anything.
So, I mean, but Justin Haley, 40-1, if it's worth the long shot, it's worth a, you know, you want to take a flyer. I mean, that's not...
I mean, does lightning strike the same place twice? I don't know, but...
It's a lot... The season is... If you've watched that Colling team, it has... I'm not going to say they've waned. I think everybody else got better. I think RCR and the Chevys hit it early, and everybody kind of caught up to them as the season went. But I do like some of these top threes, especially when you look at guys. I will focus right in. The Tyler Reddick at plus 200 for a top three, small return. But I like Tyler Reddick. If I'm looking for the bigger returns, Austin Dillon is a dirt tracker. Austin Dillon's got momentum right now. He's happy. He's pretty pumped up. They're looking pretty good. They finished, you know, Tyler finished second, the same team. They're sitting there at plus 900. Do you think we'll see a double-digit top three guy, though?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, and the 500-miler is even more grueling than the 400-miler. So, you know, those guys, especially guys like, you know, like a Ty Gibbs, he's going to run the race on Saturday and then try to come back on Sunday. That's going to be a tough workout for him. So I think the 500 miles on Sunday, sometimes that fall race separates the
A lot of these kids don't do it anymore. They're not used to it. You know, it'll be Ty's first race, I think, a 500-mile race. So, and that's a tough one. Look, that's attrition, right? I mean, heat, it's going to be hot.
And he's going to run 800 miles.
He's going to run 800 miles. So that's going to be a tough one for Ty. I think that makes me kind of wane on him in a lot of ways. All right, guys, when we get back, there's some really cool head-to-head matchups when we return on Gone Racing. Want to rewatch to any part of today's show or any past show for that matter, check out the Gone Racing podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup race. The Gone Racing podcast. It's free and available now. VSiN.com/podcast. While you're there, catch up on all the great VSiN shows as well.
I like Casey's coast to coast over there.
Trying to do my best Brent Musburger there. Come on. Yeah, got to do my best. Welcome back in.
Brendan will be doing the top 40 countdown next week.
Not Brent Musburger. Brendan gone. And Jeff Motley gone racing, hanging out in the VSiN studio, having fun. We always have fun around here. That's what we like to do. We're talking Southern 500 at Darlington, and we are talking head-to-head matchups, Motley. And there's a couple that I kind of like in here when I go to the head-to-head numbers. I'm going to start off right off the bat, dead middle of that screen to me. Daniel Suarez is a plus 110 to Alex Bowman's minus 130. Now, forget about stats in the future, in the past, because Suarez had some Gibbs stats, which, you know, and new teams. The persona non grata in this playoffs, if I'm taking the first four out, Alex Bowman is in my first four out right now. He has not performed at any level.
It's almost like he won in Vegas and went in the witness protection program. I mean, we really just haven't seen or heard much out of him.
And you know, the guys from behind the counter are saying, you know, they I might be foreshadowing some of their bets. They're saying with how Bowman's been running lately, a plus line, a plus 110 on a head-to-head matchup against Alex Bowman, they like it. So I like that pick right there. Also, if you you go down, Ryan Blaney.
He is not liked.
He is in this not year. Good, but he's also not good at Darlington. Looking up stats, no bueno at Darlington. This is not one of his favorite places. So if you you think Seabell, like we've talked, you're going to pay a lot. Minus 140 to Ryan Blaney, 120. Ryan Blaney plus 120 to Kevin Harvick's minus 140.
And so, William Byron.
And William Byron. Same. So I mean, that if you think you don't like, if you think Blaney's not going to be great here,
or if you think he's going to surprise us all and have the best run of his life here, you can make some money on him.
You can get a plus 120 on him, get some decent numbers there. So not bad, but I look at that and just go, you know, Blaney has not been good here. Take that minus 140 on old Kevin Harvick. He's been running very well lately. I like that number a lot. Okay, let's get into our group matchups, though. This is, of course, where we have the most fun on Gone Racing. And Group A, always the tough one. Me and Jeff, we talk about it. We can make an argument for every single guy here. Denny Hamlin, plus 260. Chase Elliott, 265. Kyle Larson, 265. And Kyle Busch at plus 300. Motley, make an argument for each. Well, Kyle Busch.
I'm not going to make much of an argument right now for Denny and Kyle. You know, Toyota's only had one in the top 20 in the first race here. 19 of the first 20 spots in this race were Fords or Chevrolets. And I know they've made some strides. Kyle Busch, the contract situation is going on. The team really has not been that strong. And Denny, I mean, Denny is like, okay, either Denny wins or Denny's nowhere to be
found.
Three
wins, last 10 races, Denny Hamlin.
So I think you're really coming down between Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson here, and they're both getting a plus 265. So if you really want to be, you know, brave, maybe you could go bet both of them. Because I just think one of those two guys is going to win this group.
I think it's going to be – well, I mean, Denny got three wins last 10 races. I mean, fall race here last year. I mean, he's pretty darn good here. But I struggle with group – we always struggle with group A. Right. Group A is – I mean, you're talking the who's who of the sport.
For the record, I'm not picking that.
I'm staying away from it, but it's just a tough one. Jump on into group B, though, and how about this? Heavy favorite – steering me way far away from Tyler Reddick at plus 215, Ross Chastain, Joey Logano, 290s, Martin Truex, 305. Here's my problem. I really like Tyler Reddick in this group, but at 215, goodness gracious, bet him to get a top three and, you know, get a better return than you're getting.
He's only plus 200, top three. But here's the thing, it's me. The defending, the guy that won already there this year is plus 290 and in this group. I mean, Joey Logano, and Joey runs well at Darlington. And I tell you, how many times have we seen going into playoffs, Joey's struggling or Joey's not doing this? And then all of a sudden when the playoffs get here, Joey's one of those guys that just seems to crank it up a notch. He's like Reggie Jackson used to be in baseball, you know, Mr. October. Logano at plus 290 in this group.
I like it.
I kind of like that.
And listen, Ross Chastain has definitely been fading as of late. He's up to group B's and he's been up there, but lately we have not talked about that Trackhouse team quite as strong as we were midseason.
And I think what's happened is I think some of the bigger teams have caught up to them. I think they hit lightning in a bottle early.
Absolutely.
They figured out that new car than others.
The Chevys got it faster than others, and the other teams have raised their game, and here's the deal. He's made a lot of enemies this season, and he's been getting beat and banged a little bit more than he was earlier. So could be tough. We've talked about it earlier. Will it affect him? I really like that Joey. I like Tyler Reddick, but Joey Logano, 290, why do we have odds that are higher than others? It's to entice bettors. 290 is very enticing to me, Motley.
Me too.
Group C, we got William Byron, 255, Christopher Bell, 255, Kevin Harvick, 255, and the aforementioned Ryan Blaney at 330. Wow, that's a three-way tie, and is 330 enough to entice me in Group C? I mean, it's down in Group C, but is that enough?
I don't even know what to say about this group, to be honest with you. I look at it, and I see those three 255s. Look, at the end of the day, if I look at this group right now, the guy I like is Christopher Bell. I like Bell in this group right here. But
see, I like Harvick.
It scares me a little bit.
I like Harvick. Here's the deal. William Byron has two top fives, fifth and fourth a couple years ago. But the best point getter in the last 10 races, 10 top tens.
I don't think Christopher Bell's got that much of a many data points.
But 10 top tens in the last 10 races, 100% Kevin Harvick.
And he's a guy who's obviously running better. The whole team's got more confidence. I mean, by the way, Daytona, he saw that little hole. He went for it, and
that hole closed
up. It was kind of like being
The seas parted, and then Moses shut him down.
It's like running for that elevator, and it slams right in
the Israelites were running, and Moses shut him down on the Egyptians. Yep. It came right back closed. Harvick was an Egyptian that day. But Harvick, and you look, I mean, first, sixth, fifth, and fourth, last four races before that, third and first. So, I mean, here's a guy that no matter what you always say, what have you done for me lately? And Harvick, you always say, no, lately hasn't been good.
Lately he's been good.
He started to run good again, you were saying he hasn't been that good. At Darlington, he runs great.
No question.
I love Kevin Harvick in this one. I am circling Kevin Harvick. I like it. I'm going right on it. Okay, and because I think Ryan Blaney's so bad that I think that's a three-man horse race. Group D. Let's go. Chase Briscoe is your favorite at 250, co-favorite with Austin Dillon right there at 250. And Bubba Wallace, Ty Gibbs, lot of love for Ty Gibbs, jumping all the way up to a Group D matchup in one of the first groups we have ever seen Ty Gibbs in.
I'll tell you, I like the two guys at the top.
I like Austin Dillon.
I like both those guys. I think you can make a case for both of them. I think Briscoe and Dillon, I'll be shocked if one of those two guys doesn't win this. I don't think this is Bubba's kind of racetrack, and again, I think Ty Gibbs, look, God bless him, but I think he's going to have his work cut out for him trying to run two races in 2 days. And I think we all know, well, I don't know which race is most important to him, but I think it's a tough chore to ask Ty Gibbs to run these two races back to back.
This is a tough weekend to do it to him. I'm looking at stats. Austin Cindric only has one race, Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe. I'm calling this wrong name, looking at the wrong thing. Three races, 16.7 average finish. I love Austin Dillon in this. I really do. Bubba Wallace, 9 races, 0 top 10s. I really think that this has Austin Dillon written all over it, and it's 250. It's a good return for a 4-man horse race.
All right. Like I said, I like Dillon. I like Briscoe both. I like both of them.
Let's get into Group E. We have Austin Cindric at plus 250. Chris Buescher back out of Group F at plus 270. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., top 10 here in the last race, 285. And Eric Almirola, 285. Almirola is always that wild card. Like, anytime I see Almirola, I got to go find the stat because you never know if he's been good or bad at a place. It's like,
and sometimes he can be really good 1 year
and really bad the next year. But you know what I like is, look, Chris Buescher has outkicked his coverage lately, right?
I mean, I think he's outkicked his coverage since about June.
I don't disagree. And if you look how he ran 16th here in the spring race, that would have won. That would not have won this group. Ricky Stenhouse would have won this group.
But Buescher has gotten much better since then.
And Ricky Stenhouse, once again, that Chevrolet team that was running well, has faded since then.
It has, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I have not seen anything out of Austin Cindric that wasn't at Daytona or Talladega yet to really get me going this year. I love Buescher here. I really do. Even though they're not in the playoffs, I believe that is a hungry team to get a win.
See, and now there's the hard part though. The leader in this group, the one guy in this group, Austin Cindric, is in the playoffs. Now, he's a playoff guy in Group E.
Now, keep in mind, you've got the Roush team, which, I mean, that's another Ford team. But I still just don't think, like you said, when you get back into Group E, we're not talking about Chris Buescher pulling over for Austin Cindric for 11th position.
No. At that point, it doesn't matter at that point. But I do like Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher has run very well. And the Stenhouse thing, remember, we were bragging about Stenhouse earlier. He went on a string of four or five top tens in a row, top fives, I think. And we're like, hey, you know, I think we got something here. But they also, once again, I'm not going to say they faded, Jeff. Other teams elevated.
No question.
So, all right. When we come back, we'll give you Group F, we'll give you our props, and we'll give you our picks and tell you how we did last week, because I really want to talk about how we did last week when we return on Gone Racing.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment here on Gone Racing. Jeff Motley, Brennan Gaughan, VEASAN Studio, and we're talking about group matchups for the Southern 500. Let's get right into Group F. Harrison Burton is your favorite at plus 250. Cole Custer, 260. Ty Dillon, 260. And Daniel Heinelick, my man Daniel Hemric, 325.
Why not? If you really want to bet this group, bet Daniel Hemric, but I don't really like betting this group.
Hemric qualified 16th at the spring race. So this will be a race that he actually races twice in the same Cup car. So he gets to return to it. He was running well. He blew a motor. Ty Dillon, just abysmal season right now, right? I mean, already announced he's not coming back, not running well. Cole Custer, who? I mean, I love his father. I love, you know, Cole himself, but he has absolutely been, just non-existent most of this season. And then Harrison Burton, who, yeah, he's the favorite in Group F, but he really, I mean, do you think they're missing Matt DiBenedetto right about now?
Well, no question about that.
Because at least they got better press with Matty D. I mean, at least he was, you know,
well, he contended. He contended. I know he didn't make the playoffs. Well, he did make the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I would stay away from this group. But again, if you say, you know what, I really want to take a flyer. It's Daniel Hemric. He's 325. He's in a car that team
finished
had
third.
That third place finish earlier this year. Hemric's had a lot of laps there. I'm good with that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Motley, for permission. All right. I appreciate that. Let's go to our prop bets. Our top Chevrolet, of course, the leader in the clubhouse, Kyle Larson, plus 310. Tyler Reddick is second there at 380 with Chase Elliott. Ross Chastain, 450. Then double digits for William Byron, 10-1. Alex Bowman, 17. Daniel Suarez, 20. Austin Dillon, 25. And then the rest of the Chevys kind of rolling up there at higher odds. The only one of long distance I would go is maybe Austin Dillon. But it's really tough. I tell you what, though, I can pick Kyle Larson as the top Chevy way better than his top three odds, right?
Or his group odds, three odds, other than winning the race, which is only about a plus 600, I believe, to win the race.
Yeah, 310 to be the top Chevy.
So to me, if you're going to bet Kyle Larson, this is where you bet Kyle Larson.
I might have to make a change on one of my bets here. I mean, that's the second best odd than winning the race. Always got to be his top Chevy.
I don't get into the manufacturer bets a whole lot, but I can tell you right now, you can see my sheet. It is circled.
I normally stay away from the top Chevy, too, but this one makes me kind of go,
Yeah, I like this one. I like that one a lot.
Well, and let's go to the top Ford for an example. Top Ford, Joey Logano, the favorite at plus 175. Well, yeah, absolutely. That's what you look like on a top Ford. Kevin Harvick, 350. Ryan Blaney, 400. And then you go to Michael McDowell, 12-1. Above playoff contender Chase Briscoe, 12-1. And Austin Cindric, 17-1. Oh, and I'll give the haterator Brad Keselowski's 25-1 on that one. But that one, 175, okay.
I mean, it's pretty much like they're saying, okay, well, everybody else is running for second in the Ford camp.
Yeah, I mean, just that's...
I think if you want to take a flyer here, it's either Chase Briscoe or Chris Buescher.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, Kevin Harvick, 350, you're getting, you know, same thing you get on Kyle Larson, 310. I mean, it's, to me, go with the guys that are near the top.
I think Buescher and Briscoe will finish ahead of Ryan Blaney, and he's plus 400.
Let's get to the top Toyota quickly, guys. Denny Hamlin, a paltry 150. Kyle Busch, 260. Martin Truex Jr., 350. Christopher Bell, plus 700. Ty Gibbs, 25. And Bubba Wallace, 25-1. If I'm Bubba, I got to worry about that Ty Gibbs is already the same odd as you to be the top of the manufacturer bet. That's not – he's got to do better. But let's talk about who in this favorite. Denny Hamlin, 160. I like Kyle Busch and Denny. I think they're going to be one of the top two. Not a lot of return, not a lot of bang.
I tell you that the plus 700 for Christopher Bell, who I think we expect to run well, that's not a bad number.
Not a bad number. All right, let's get to the important part, guys. We get to get our bets. How did we do last week, Motley?
Well, we all did well.
Can we put that graphic up? I mean, come on, guys. Let's get some time here on the graphic. Come on. Snap.
It's coming. Don't worry. Isaiah wants the grand finale. Drum roll, please.
On my screen. Oh, there it is. Hey, how'd I do last week? Oh, plus 14.6.
Okay. I'll give you credit. You had a great week last week. I'm also looking at the season standings. You're still looking up.
Thank God, I got that plus 14. I was starting to hurt a little bit there.
You definitely made a run at getting back. You just – Talladega can't get here soon enough for you.
I almost had Bubba Wallace in that top three, too, for a minute. I was looking pretty good. But I got three wins last week. You got two wins with a plus 465. And the boys, the pit crew, got two wins with a plus 4.65.
Well, when McDowell was leading the race, I was feeling pretty good,
too. You were feeling really good right there.
He got crashed out.
Good week for all of us, though. We all needed that. We all could use that little boon. And since we go in points order, that still puts me in Loserville. So I still get to go first. And I'm going to go heavy in the group matchups, but I have a scratch out. I have a late race audible after flipping the page. I'm going to go Kevin Harvick is my first group matchup, Group C at plus 255. I like Kevin. I just think that the guys he's up against, once again, he's got Blaney. I'm in there. Austin Dillon at plus 250 in Group D. Chris Buescher in Group E. And I'm going Daniel Hemric in Group F for four of them. Now, I had Joey Logano in Group B. Let me flip that page over. I'm going Kyle Larson, top Chevy, 310. Come on. I mean, we talked about it. It's a better odd than a top three. He didn't have to win the race. He just got to be the top Chevy. I'm in on that one. I like that one. So that is my picks right there. And Mr. Motley, you are now in second place, I believe, now. So you get to go second. And the pit crew is now leader in the clubhouse, so they get to go last.
All right, I'm going to take one head-to-head matchup here. I'm going to take Daniel Suarez with his plus 110 over Alex Bowman. I'm on the do not bet Alex Bowman kick right now. I am going to stick with that Group B pick with Joey Logano at plus 290. I am going to go against you in Group D.
Head-to-head. I love it when we go head-to-head. In Group D. I love when we get head-to-head matchups.
I'm going to go Chase Briscoe. But then I have to admit, my last two picks, you and I are speaking the same language. Kiss I'm going Chris Buescher in Group E, and I'm also going with Kyle Larson as the top Chevy.
Kiss of death. Dang it.
Well, the kiss of death is going to be if the pit crew picks any of those same ones. Did they?
We might have a couple there.
But not in all three. There's no all threes.
No all threes. But right now we're going to go with Daniel Suarez over Alex Bowman. Like you guys said, we saw a plus number on a matchup against Alex Bowman. You couldn't pass that up. Going with William Byron to go top three. William had a good race there in the spring. If he didn't get absolutely doored by Joey Logano, would have had a good finish. Maybe could have won.
Chase Elliott won the race. I guess it worked out for him.
That was the Chase Elliott thing, too. I remember that.
Chase Elliott to win Group A plus 265. Just Elliott's, I think, is just the best driver right now in NASCAR. Got to go with him. Joey Logano to win Group B at plus 290. One here in the spring. And then Kevin Harvick, top four, riding the momentum at plus 350. Unfortunately, Isaiah said I couldn't bet Brad Keselowski anymore. But if you guys do bet Brad Keselowski and hit Brad Keselowski, you know, Brandon, Jeff, you guys might be way up in the front. So just a little tease for you.
The minus tease. One I would get is not worth it.
The tease there is a tease. That is exactly the right word. Look, I am a friend of Brad. I love Brad. Just like when you were dogging Kevin, I had to call Josh Jones and make sure to remind him that it was Jeff Motley dogging Kevin, not Brennan Gaughan. It's Jeff Motley.
I like Kevin. I like Brad. But I think we call it like we see it, right? You think Brad's going to sit here and say, yeah, we've had a great year? No. I mean, he'd sit here and agree with us.
So, he was looking good. He was looking good in the race.
Yeah, and then, sure. He was looking good.
Then he ran to the side of Ryan Blaney.
He was looking good at Starling
everybody
Green Flag.
At some point.
At Starling Green Flag.
And Corey LaJoy, that top three was looking good, too.
Exactly.
But side note, Ross Chastain, second and first in the two stages in this race. Had an accident. Didn't win. Guys, we broke down that. You know, let's talk about this is the playoffs, right? So let's throw the schedule up real quick so you can understand what we got going. We've talked about how the playoffs work, right? Three races, and then you're out.
We're going to end it at Bristol.
That's
Bristol's
right.
going to be the
so
cutoff.
So it's the Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington, South Carolina. It's the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas. Then we go to the cutoff race for the first round, which is, of course, the Bass Pro Shop night race at Bristol. And Motley, as you and I know, that is absolutely spectacular.
One of my favorite races of the year. There's just something about Bristol under the lights. They always have the big crowds. They're just that massive facility they've got down there. I always get excited for that race.
Then we'll reset the points, have 12 playoff drivers. We'll go to Texas.
First points race of the year at Texas. Only ran the All-Star race there.
That's right.
So
that's right.
First points race this year.
And then, of course, one of the crapshoots with what we just saw at Daytona. Talladega could be very impressive.
Well, in the Talladega races, certainly, I mean, that's always a pivotal race, but that's also kind of one of those races, too, where you could get that outside winner and really not affect the
And it has. Bubba Wallace won last year in the playoffs.
I think William Byron won there a couple of years ago. So Talladega can kind of go anyway. It's not as big a deal as, say, Daytona was at the end of the regular season with Austin Dillon hitting basically the walk-off home run.
Nope. Absolutely. And, of course, the return of the mighty Beard Oil 62.
Noah gets one more race in
Noah gets
62
one more shot with that. I think he has a couple more 16, but gets one more in the
16. He's running the 16 car here in Las Vegas.
That's right.
So I know Noah will be here. Good to have three local guys in the race. We haven't done that in a long time since you and the day Kyle Busch made his debut.
We had Kyle Kurt. We actually had the keys to the city and the whole thing.
I still have the picture of Oscar Goodman giving you guys keys to the city. That was Kyle's Cup Series debut. You guys looked a lot younger back then.
Well, all right, guys, that's our show today. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed us breaking down all the racing. We'll see you next week when we talk everything with it's on the screen still. Goodness. Darlington. Talk next week.
Darlington? Then we get ready for Kansas?
Yes. We'll break down Darlington. We'll do all this good stuff. Thanks, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.